Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Becky Baker from STEM Spots, welcoming you to our program today for the CNES Women in STEM series. So I'm pleased to have Holly Milan with us today to talk about how her career as a medical profession and science end up complementing each other. Right now, she is currently a student in my physics class, and so I've been having a chance to visit with her and see exactly how those two really do go together. Currently, she is finishing a degree in nursing as well as a degree in biology, with an emphasis in microbiology and biotechnology. And she will be graduating from both of those programs in May of 2019. So, Holly, I'd like to welcome you to the program.
Thank you, Becky.
Now, I know after our talk that you're planning on going to graduate school and you're planning on looking at cardiovascular science. And so what areas are you planning on specializing in then during graduate school?
So with a master's in cardiovascular science, I'll be a perfusionist afterwards, which a perfusionist is a team member in a surgery suite for heart surgery.
Okay, and so what machine or device will you be working with during that surgery?
I'll operate a heart and lung machine. Most people know it as a heart bypass machine.
And so when you say a heart bypass, what do you actually mean? What are you doing with this machine to allow it to bypass the heart?
Right. So when your heart is getting operated on, obviously you don't want it beating because the surgeon can't do his job. So what we do is we hook the heart up to a heart-lung machine that diverts the blood to it, and it basically babysits it and circulates it through your body without the heart's help.
Now, do you need to worry about anything with that blood when it comes out of the heart? I mean, do you just sit there and watch it go ahead and move then through that system? Or are there things that that machine has to do to that blood as it moves through it?
Sure. Well, of course, it does a great job, but there's human components to it, too. We have to watch the vital signs of the patient because we're in charge of their blood pressure and all of that and their temperature. You would lower the temperature of the blood to lower the metabolic needs of the patient because their heart's not beating, so their body's not working, essentially. And you monitor their blood gases. You make sure their blood doesn't become too acidic. And then when they're all ready for their blood to go back, you warm it back up.
Now, I know that when we talk about it as a heart-lung machine, then there's got to be some part that those lungs play then in what's happening to the blood as it comes out of the heart. So can you talk a little bit, and you mentioned blood gases, what blood gases you're actually looking at and what's going on with that heart?
So the heart-lung machine is exactly what it says. It takes over the functions of the heart and lungs while the patient is in surgery. So it oxygenates the blood, takes over the gas exchange that the lungs usually provide, and there's actually a mechanical pump that we pump the blood through their body like the heart normally would.
Now, I realize that you're planning on becoming this, so you haven't
yes.
actually had a chance yet to go ahead and actually see
one
of these.
I've had lots of shadowing hours.
So what was the first time when you actually shadowed and you saw this happening? I mean, this has got to have been a phenomenal thing to see when you're physically taking that heart out of the system and putting a machine in. Can you remember what your thoughts were?
It's funny because you get to the surgery room and everyone is it's just like second nature. And then when you actually see the heart, it's just amazing. It's just amazing that that's a day job out there for people.
So if you're looking at the science of some of that, which obviously you have to have some chemistry, you have some physics because I know that you're in my mm-hmm. physics class right now, and you have to have that biology. So how does all of that fit when you talk about looking at the chemistry and looking at the biology and looking at the physics? What do you have to do in your graduate program to make all that fit together so that it does occur that you can go ahead and operate that machine?
It's pretty amazing. So my emphasis in biotechnology really puts me close to instrumentation. And then my nursing degree is just a backbone of any healthcare education. And then, of course, biology, you need to know everything going on with this machine because it's acting on a cellular level.
So it sounds like you're going to have fun trying to put all of this together.
We'll see.
We'll have a chance to talk to Holly in a couple of years after she finishes graduate school. So with that, guys, I'd like to thank you for joining us today. This is Becky Baker with STEM Spots, and thank you very much, and have a wonderful day out there.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.